of Jean-Denis Ramsey.
The car was transported from the downtown Los Angeles Twin Towers jail to the airport in Long Beach, where he was put on board a King Air charter headed back for Colorado. Citing security concerns, sheriff's deputies had refused to divulge if Carr was leaving and how he might be transported. In Los Angeles, I'm Russ Beers.
All the pieces are now in place for Sunday's scheduled launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Commander Brett Jett says they are ready to go.
We are ready for the challenge, and we're anxious to start the restart the station assembly sequence. All we need is a little good weather on Sunday, and we'll be out of here.
Forecasters predict a 70% chance for good weather at launch time, 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Trumpet player Maynard Ferguson has died. He was 78 years old. Cause of death, kidney and liver failure caused by an abdominal infection. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 7 points to 11,304. NASDAQ was up 2 at 2137. USA Radio Network News.
Oops, that we are allowing...
Joe Bob, nice
there,
car!
Operating under our auspices are committing these terrible atrocities and that are simply flaming up the Sunnis against the Shias and the Shias against the Sunnis, but... Why would we be surprised if that happened? After all, if we had a placid Iraq, if we had a peace and stability there, how could we possibly justify staying on? So, all right, well, we've got Jeff Smiles there, and let me just comment as far as the Near East is concerned. This reports this morning that almost 900,000 Lebanese are fleeing for their lives into Syria. 900,000 are fleeing into Damascus and the surrounding area. And, of course, in North Korea, they've gone onto a war footing. Who has gone to Moscow to meet with Putin? So who is meeting Putin? You can ask people, just say to them, who's meeting Putin? And people are going to say, well, who is meeting with Putin? And the answer is, who is meeting with Putin? President Hu of China is meeting with Putin at this present time. Reminiscent of that old Abbott and Costello story of who was on first base. Well, who is the president of China today? And who is one of the wickedest men in the world? And he's meeting with one of the second most wicked men in the world, a man who our president looked into his eyes, and I'm speaking of Putin now, and said, I saw his soul and I knew I could trust him. Well, the birds of a feather flock together. Under any circumstances, we've got Jeff Smiles with us, and we're going to be talking now about what's really going on in America, the drive to unite the Northern Hemisphere into one unit, and then so many of the other things that seem to be going along with that, the fact that Halliburton has been given a contract for $380 million to build detention camps in America. Why would they be doing that? Unless there's plan on locking up an awful lot of Americans and putting them in detention camps. How could that possibly happen? Or we have a constitution. No, we don't have a constitution, ladies and gentlemen. Our government doesn't abide by the constitution. I mean, we've said it. We're sending SWAT teams out all over this country, and they don't even knock on the door. They just knock it down. What is happening today is so totally contrary to the American way of life, and yet the average American, his mind has been controlled, it's been molded, his ideas have been formed largely by men he has never heard of. Well, Jeff, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith.
And how did you get involved in trying to understand what's going on here with this security and prosperity partnership?
Well, I had been reviewing a number of articles written on the Internet, particularly articles posted on newswithviews.com, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
That's probably Dr. Corsi's work.
Some of it is, yes.
All right, fine. Well, I tell you what, we're just getting ready to go to the first break. You hang on to that thought. We'll be back as soon as we get back, and I'm going to let you do all the talking. I'll be quiet. Okay, hang in there.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Well, I guess it's Jeff Smiles, and he's telling about how he got involved and being concerned about what's happening as far as the immigration invasion into the United States, an invasion of illegal immigrants, and don't start using their terms like migrant, because that is a term that's pushed by the people who want to transform America. They simply change it from illegal immigrant to immigrant, now to migrant. But they really are here illegally. They've violated our laws. They have been encouraged to come. There are over 20 million of them, and they're lying to you about the number. They're lying to you about the fact they're trying to seal the borders. They're lying to you about the fact that they're doing something about employers employing illegal aliens. They're lying to us about everything. When the president says, I'm against the amnesty, but I just want the people who are here illegally to be able to stay here and become citizens, but that's not amnesty. When the president says to us, I believe English should be the official language of the United States. English should be our official language, and everybody should learn in English, but you go to the president's website at whitehouse.gov, and you notice that all of his major speeches are in both English and Spanish. If you go to Phyllis Schlafly's website, and they have a clip there of something that the Republicans put out with George Bush addressed to the Hispanics. And there he's talking to the Hispanics, not at least part of a talk, or very little of it, but part of it's in Spanish. And there he is waving a small Mexican flag. And you can see that on Eagle Forum website. Is the president really being honest with this, or is he saying what we want to hear? Can we trust what George Bush says? And if we can't trust him, then who's going to protect America from a flood of immigration, a tsunami of immigration that threatens to sweep across this country and destroy our way of life? So, Jeff, with that as the background, you pick up the ball and run with it.
Oh, my gosh. I only hope I can do justice to your remarks here. First of all, I would like to alert your listeners that, this is not some fringe wacko conspiracy theory we're dealing with here. We're dealing with something that's real. And this information that, I hope to be able to, convey and, discuss with you is posted on official government websites. The Canadian Prime Minister's website has posted a lot of information concerning the this North American Union, also known as the SPP. The Mexican government has posted information on their official government websites concerning this. And, of course, our government has, information posted, and among those are www.spp.gov, the White House website, www.whitehouse.gov. There's another one, which is www.usinfo.state.gov, and even the Department of Homeland Security is now into the act with www.dhs.gov, and anyone can go to these official websites and can verify and confirm what we're talking about here. And what we're talking about here is something that is probably the most major event to occur since the foundation of this country, because we're talking about a fundamental and permanent change to our system of governance. It's going to affect everyone. It's going to affect our liberties. It's going to affect the way we do business. It's going to affect our court structure. And worst of all, it's going to affect our legislatures, because we may lose a voice in our government. We will simply be absorbed into a union, I would say an illicit union, and not a, a legitimate union with Canada and Mexico. And we have, at least I have, along with other Americans, some very, very serious problems with this. Because personally, I find this absolutely abhorrent. Just as an American, I'm not a North American Unionist. I'm an American, and I find this just—it's just—it's horrible. Is what is the best words I can put into it.
Well, you know, really, for those who are really skeptical, of course, you can get the information off of WorldNet Daily. Jerome Corsi's written a number of excellent articles there and on human events. And, of course, a number of other people are writing on that. You can go to Phyllis Schlafly's website. That's the Eagle Forum, and she's done some excellent work on that. The New American Magazine has some excellent articles on that. And, of course, we have a lot of great programs here at Radio Liberty going into this whole program. My interviews with Glenn Spencer, and certainly. But you can go to the government websites and find out it is really true. Now, we have a wonderful video. It was put out some years ago. It's called Union 2005. It's Union 2005, and you'll hear David Rockefeller addressing a group of the elitists, these traitors who hate America and would destroy our freedom. David Rockefeller is talking, and he's talking for 30 or 45 minutes about this idea of uniting the Northern Hemisphere. Now, you must understand that they're behind on their schedule. They thought they were going to have it all done by 2005, and now they're talking about 2010. But that's just because there have been some things that have slowed them down, and one of the things that slowed them down is you out there in the listening audience, you who have been calling your congressmen and calling your senators and writing them and faxing them and emailing them, and you frightened them to the point where even though most of the congressmen would readily betray this country and betray their oath of support for our Constitution, they're afraid they're not going to get reelected in November, because the only group that has a lower approval rating than President Bush. President Bush's approval rating is about 32%, and Congress is around 25%. Why, they're afraid they're not going to get reelected. So, I mean, they're holding off going ahead and doing what they really would like to do, and that is pass this this legislation that would give amnesty to all those people here and really move ahead with the security and prosperity partnership. But it looks like we may have won this round. Believe me, they'll be back again. But we've won this round, and certainly it doesn't look like the legislation is going to get up through November. Now, whether the lame duck Congress that will meet probably in January and February will pass it, we don't know. But we bought time. I think we can put this off for a time. And we have to educate the American people, because most Americans don't want to give up their freedom, do they, Jeff?
Not the Americans that I know. It's more than a question of a country is defined by something more than just geography. It has to be, because what would make one country any different from any other? And what I believe these people want to do, and we're talking here about the Council on Foreign Relations, which I regard as one of the most subversive organizations in the world. What they want to do is do away with national boundaries. They want to consolidate governments, have these open borders, and all of this is being done for a reason. There has to be, you know, who's going to benefit by doing this? And the answer is somewhat elusive, but it still boils down, it comes back to follow the money trail. And we're talking about the central bankers and of course, the multinational corporations. I'm in this. I hope I'm not losing my train of thought. I'm still a little nervous, Dr. Monteith.
You're doing fine, Jeff. You go right ahead. Believe me, when I first got started this 44 years ago, I was so scared. My heart would be beating every time I got on the radio.
Yes.
But you're doing just great. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, one of the things I think we want to look in is who is responsible for this North American Union, for this SPP. Why did George Bush all of a sudden decide in March of 2005, I guess I should have a meeting with the Prime Minister of Canada and Vincente Fox in Mexico, and we should get together somewhere. Let's see, where will we get together? Oh, I know where we'll do it. We'll just go to Waco, Texas, and Baylor University here, and we'll sign an agreement and fix this all up. That's not what happens. These things are very well planned out in advance, and they announce them all of a sudden in almost a very quiet manner. It takes certain people by surprise, but most of the people are not aware of this because they've also got quite a control over the media at this point. So as far as we know, the beginning of the Security and Prosperity Partnership began officially on March 23rd, 2005, with the signing of this document at Baylor University in of all places, Waco, Texas, and we know what happened in Waco, Texas, the history of what happened there in the 90s.
But, of course, I think the thing is that people have to understand this goes back a long way. This has been planned for literally decades. It just so happens it's coming to its culmination now, but NAFTA was part of this,
yes.
CAFTA was part of this, and what's happening in Europe with the European Union is part of this, and what's going on in China as we build communist China up to lead the Orient. It's all part of a worldwide plan to consolidate the world into the 1984 model that George Orwell talked about, and I've always felt that 1984, the book that was written by Eric Blaine, was actually, or Otodism, as George Orwell, was channeled to him by the supernatural forces out there that told him exactly what the future held, and there'd be three major blocks, and then of course, information would be put down the memory hole. They'd come up with all sorts of new abbreviations. In other words, instead of talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, it would be SSP. Instead of talking about the North American Free Trade Association, it would be NAFTA. I mean, he told you exactly what was going to happen. He even told you how they would flash the picture of the enemy. At that time, it was a Big Brother's enemy, and of course, I think his name was Goldberg or Goldstein or something of the sort. And they would keep flashing his picture up on the screen, and everybody would boo because he was the enemy of Big Brother. Sort of like they flashed the picture of Osama bin Laden up on the screen, and he may have very well been dead for 6 months or a year. Doesn't matter. We all cringe when we see his picture, and we hear his voice, and we know it's his voice because the CIA tells it's his voice. I mean, 1984 was simply the plan for what's taking place today, the consolidation of the North American hemisphere into a government, and then, of course, eventually to unite the Northern Hemisphere with the Southern Hemisphere, and Hugo Chavez is playing his part very well doing that. And we're going to be back in just a moment with Jeff's Files, and we'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Jeff Smiles. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you, Dr. Monteef. As I said, I was a little nervous, and I hope I haven't lost my train of thought. We were talking about George Orwell's 1984. And George, the big difference between Orwell's 1984 and what we are actually seeing transpire is that one is a novel. It was probably written as a warning, I would say, for future generations. It was written actually in 1948, and he reversed the years, the lettering there. And what is happening now is real. And when reality hits, it's like what you say at the beginning of your program about illusion, and reality will actually determine what the present is.
I hope I said that right.
When reality is usually scoffed at, yes. Illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it will be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. So basically, everything is an illusion. What we need to do is get back to reality.
Yes, we do, and this is the hard part, because the powers of illusion are so great. They hit us from every source, and to cut through this and to try to know what is real and true and how to act upon these truths, this is what is really the tough part. And we really do have to act together in concert, not broken down into little groups, which is what they want, and in little divisions. We have to act together in concert to save our country. Our country is in need of salvation, and I pray every day that the Creator will save our nation, because our country was founded, I believe, on Him. So,
well, I think so too, but before God is going to intervene, there's going to have to be a great revival in this country, because if the people of this country don't turn back to God, God is going to abandon America.
This is what I fear. I fear this is what will happen. Then we're up against the wall and we have no answers, and those in control will control us, and we will live as slaves and chattel. And I don't believe it has to be that way.
I agree totally.
Not at all. Well, you take it from there, because I've lost my train of thought again.
Well, okay, well, you would try to get back to you, pass the ball back. But basically, of course, what Jeff is saying, you know, is the fact that he's very, very concerned about the security and prosperity partnership program. And you can get this up on the Internet at these various websites he's been talking about. They're there. Or you can Google in security and prosperity partnership and go to the White House staff, White House websites, and you'll actually see all sorts of information there on the Commerce Department websites. And what they're really planning is basically to merge our countries into one big country. Of course, they're talking about initially just sort of doing away with the borders and allowing free migration of people and beginning to unite our police force and beginning to unite our economies. And what advantage is it to unite our economy with that of Mexico? Let me ask you, do you think we're going to become more prosperous by doing that, or are we going to become less prosperous?
I think that by design we're going to have to become less prosperous if we're going to level the playing field. Leveling the playing field means everything is going to have to be the same. The same opportunities, the same economic base. We're going to have to also be operating on the same type of court system. And ultimately, our Constitution will not be able to stand against this kind of union, because it wasn't created to be united with other countries. We're going to lose that too. So in a level playing field, we're going to come down supposedly to bring these other countries up, to maintain this facade of a trading agreement, to maintain this facade. And we're going to lose quite a bit, is what I can see coming.
All right, well, look, for our listeners out there who don't think this is true, you go to the Council on Foreign Relations website, cfr.org, could be com, but cfr.com or org, and then, of course, they have a place you can type in to get various things, and you want to get a book called Rebuilding a North American Community. That's Rebuilding a North American Community, and you can actually pull it down, and you can print it out. And it's about 50 or 60 pages, and this is the plan. And they will tell you at the very beginning that now this report came out from the Council on Foreign Relations in May of 2005, and they will tell you that 2 months ago, in March of 2005, President Bush, Vicente Fox of Mexico, and Paul Martin of Canada met together in Waco, Texas, and they came up with this wonderful plan. And then they outlaw this, how we are going to build a North American community. And if you read it very carefully, read between the lines, you know what they're up to, because they've done the same thing in Europe. It's all about destroying the sovereignty of our country. How would you feel about living in a country where you have the same rights that the Mexican peasant does? We're going to be back here in just a moment and welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Jeff Smiles. Jeff, do you have a web page? I know you have a great web page because you've got so many links there. Why don't you tell our listeners about it and what they'll find when they go to your web page?
Well, I work with www.hourofthetime.com, and there are many links on that web page that will provide you with a great deal of information concerning what is happening today, and also the means of possibly stopping this. And that's what we really have to focus on, is a way to regain our country, to have a constitutional republic, to have a responsive government, not a dictatorial government, that will respond to the needs of the people, or to their wishes and needs. And that again is www.hourofthetime, that's one word, HOUROFTIME.com, hourofthetime.com, and you will have a good foundation there for some research and to check out the information regarding not just this coming North American Union, but also on regaining property rights and on the possible and the means by which we will be able to fight this and win, Lord willing.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so highly important people understand what this is about. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791, and
The average American finds it very difficult to believe there could be a plan for a dictatorship in America. And yet, why would they have given Halliburton a contract for $385 million to build detention camps? Ask your friends that. The ones who really don't want to, you know, believe anything you say, just ask them why would that be. And ask them if they don't believe it to go up on the Internet. They can Google it in. They can find it's true. And then, of course, we have something called the Concentration Camp Special, which has some documents and a lot of videos and a lot of great footage, you know, that will point to the fact that there are people in Washington, D.C. who are concerned about this move towards dictatorship, and you will never hear what they have to say. Certainly, Congressman Ron Paul has written a number of things recently talking about how we are moving towards a dictatorship. And isn't it amazing how they're blocked out by ABC and CBS and NBC and CBN and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Time and Newsweek and U.S. News, and the entire media completely ignores whatever Ron Paul says. But believe me, Senator John McCain, who in my opinion is a traitor to our nation, went over to the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War and is a Manchurian candidate. John McCain, all he has to do is hiccup and it's on the front pages of the papers. How do they determine which congressmen or which senators are going to write about? Why, it's all a game. It's all scripted. You read what you're supposed to read and you ultimately believe what you're supposed to believe. And, of course, as Edward Bernays, who is Sigmund Freud's nephew, wrote back in, I think it was 1927 or 28, in his book Propaganda, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. So you have to understand, and I think one of the things that's so good about Jeff's website, he has links to a lot of the things there that will point to the fact that there is a plan for a dictatorship in America, because we have people who have a different vision who don't believe in freedom. Would you agree with that, Jeff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, their vision is so distorted. I don't know if I can, how to put that into words. Their vision is, well, it is. It's so distorted from the point of view of America being an independent nation and being the light of the world. Their vision is a total, it's just an insanity. It seems almost like an insanity to me.
Well, it is insanity. It's a form of insanity, because nothing makes sense if you look at things logically, unless you understand that there really are evil and wicked people out there. There really is a conspiracy against freedom. In fact, David Rockefeller, and many of you have heard that quotation from page 405 of his memoirs, where he talks about, you know, people accuse us, the family, Rockefeller family, of being part of a cabal that is conspiring with other people throughout the world to create a new international order. And if that's the charge, I stand guilty. I am a proud internationalist. In other words, I'm part of a cabal. We are conspiring. We're conspiring to create a new international economic order. And so what? You can't do anything about it. In essence, that's what he's saying. But you would think that, you know, if one of the most powerful men in the world said that, and believe me, if you believe that Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are the most powerful and richest men in America, why you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for too long. But you know, the Rockefeller family has controlled this country for, you know, the better part of 100 years. And certainly they will openly admit that their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. But what everybody has missed are the spiritual forces that energize this movement towards world government, and people like David Rockefeller. And, of course, Stephen Rockefeller, and his nephew, you can read the Earth Charter, and you can see at least where Stephen Rockefeller is coming. And he's certainly not coming from a Judeo-Christian perspective.
No, he's not. Well, anyway, I'd just like to bring out a point, if I can, concerning this North American Union. And one of the points that we've looked at carefully is that how is this North American Union going to affect our court system? In other words, will we have a constitution under this North American Union? And two points come out, come to my attention anyway. And one of these is, of course, is that Canada and Mexico have a different system of laws than the United States, And among these differences, they involve our First Amendment freedom of speech, which is essentially criminalized in Canada. They have all kinds of hate crime legislation that has been passed, so that people aren't even free to speak their minds on whatever issues they would choose to. And, of course, with Mexico, it's a similar situation. And then, which makes it even worse, is that neither Mexico nor Canada have a Second Amendment allowing people to have the right to keep and bear arms. Everything is strictly controlled by the government. So when you bring this union in, and we have what is essentially, I guess, I don't know if you call it an unholy union, but certainly not maybe an unholy union, we bring this together. How is our First Amendment free speech laws going to stand up under this, especially when they bring in these tribunal courts? And second, will we still have a right to keep and own firearms, or are they going to do door-to-door search and seizures?
Well, I think that these people are totalitarianists. They are elitists. They believe that they're not smarter than we are. We've got a caller from New York. Who's calling from New York? Hi, Larry. How are you doing? What part of New York are you calling from?
Upstate New York.
Are you hearing us on Dr. Wolf's stations up there?
I am.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, this topic you got tonight is separating the world up into different segments. Beverly LaHaye and Concerned Women for America and Phyllis Schlafly 10, 12, 15 years ago had maps that they published in their monthly publications. The New American has touched on this subject from time to time. But I don't think that you could ever get a North American free trade or any kind of American free trade if it wasn't for the educational system and downplaying what a sovereign nation is.
Absolutely right. And how important our Constitution is. Our kids in school learn everything bad about America, but nothing good about it.
Yeah.
They do not understand, you know, this idea of freedom under God. They don't understand that the purpose of our form of government was to limit the power of government over our lives so men could be free. And matters having to do with life, liberty, and property were always to be state or local issues, never the jurisdiction of the federal government.
Well, I hold the teacher union and the school boards particularly responsible, because they have taken the sovereignty of the U.S. and then replaced patriotism with multiculturalism, and everything is acceptable, and we don't really have any leadership that would show us a way to become a sovereign nation again, to get back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, anything we have.
Well, if we have leaders, you're never going to hear about them. If we have people who have the knowledge and the capacity and the integrity to lead, they will be viciously attacked and demonized by the media, either that or totally ignored. We have the vast majority of great people in America who love freedom, who love God, but of course, as you say, we have absolutely no leadership, because I belong to the organizations where these people meet, and I will tell you, all you ever hear is the propaganda that comes from the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's absolutely true, and I agree with your guess, though. We can't give up, and we can correct the thing.
Well, you see, we have to have a spiritual revival in America.
Amen.
And this is why I do what I do, hoping that people will, realizing how bad things are, will begin looking for an answer, and the only answer you're going to find is God, not in politics, although we should be involved in politics, not in study, although we should be involved in study, and certainly not in taking up arms, because it would be a totally futile thing. We have to reach the great body of Americans and get them to understand what's going on and realize it's a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. But until our people turn back to God and ask for his forgiveness, why, he's not going to intervene, and only God can save America. I'm firmly convinced.
Yeah, and people were criticizing Israel today. They're going too far, but they were a sovereign nation. They were invaded by a hostile force. And
but just see, they're not a sovereign nation. They are totally subservient to the Council on Foreign Relations, and they control both political parties over there. And the Israelis are being manipulated, and Hezbollah and Hamas are being manipulated, and we're being manipulated, and the Iranians are being manipulated, and even the North Koreans are being manipulated. As you know, they begin to mobilize their forces for war today. Why is North Korea going on a war alert? What do they know that you and I don't know?
Yeah, well, unless the Christian people that consider themselves to be Christians go back and read Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38 in the first few verses.
And Ezekiel 39, right.
39, they will find out that we got to come on board.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks very much. Really,
you're welcome, and it's a great program, and I listen to you every chance I get.
Okay, will you get all the rest of the people up there in upstate New York listening, will you?
That's a problem, though, Dr. Stan. There's too many fights to fight. We got abortion, we got the homosexual issue, we got family issues, and there's only a few doing everything.
Well, we can't do it all, so what you need to do is get them listening. We'll try to. They'll start off listening to us. They'll think we're crazy. Before long, they'll be afraid we're not. But we need to mobilize the people so they can see the big picture, so they won't focus on abortion, although abortion is important. They won't focus on homosexuality, although homosexuality is important. But this is a spiritual battle, and believe me, the force behind homosexuality is truly a spiritual force, and many of these people are truly demonically possessed.
Amen.
Amen to that. Thanks very much for calling. Jeff, what do you have a comment on what our caller was saying?
Well, essentially, he was pointing out a lot of the horrendous problems we have to deal with, especially the conditioning of children in the classroom and the schools being used purely as tools of propaganda. There was a book out some years ago, I believe the title is Soviets in the Classroom. And if you go back to the history of John Dewey, the era of progressive education, all of the changes that took place, the schools are just being used at this point as instruments of the state to condition, to program children not to think for themselves, not to understand that they're citizens, that they are sovereign citizens of an independent nation, but to be part of this global community, this world government, so that when they do impose this is at least what I've read and gone through all the research, when they do impose this world government, it'll just be a piece of cake because most of these children have not been taught correctly. They're barely functional. They're barely literate, and they just have their minds wasted.
But the reason that this has happened is because of the great tax-exempt foundations. I mean, we talk about the Soviets in the classroom, but the only reason you have these radical leftists is there because they've been allowed to be there by the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation, who have funded the communist movement in the United States until people can begin to understand that. So people can begin to understand that we began funding the communist movement in Russia back in 1918, and certainly the communist movement in China. Shortly after they took over there, we brought them to power in China following the Second World War. We're doing everything we can to build up communist China today. You have to be terribly dull and totally informed not to realize that the American government and American corporations and American foundations are doing everything they can to build up the economy of the tyrannical regime in China. And the idea that by building them up we're going to make them better is like feeding a tiger meat, assured that he's going to become a vegetarian. But it just doesn't work. And our leaders are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand that communism was created to become the best enemy our money could buy to rally the people behind the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation.
Well, all of these foundations have worked for the destruction of our country, and it's sad to say that Senator Joe McCarthy in the 50s, as vilified as he has been, was probably right in most of what he said.
He was right in what he said, but he was after the wrong enemy. And the reason that they allowed him to go forward was because he was focusing our attention on communism, and that was the enemy. And so we focused our attention on communism rather than asking who it was who was financing and backing communism here. And you remember the Alcee Hiss trials. I mean, who was there testifying in favor of Alcee Hiss? John Foster Dulles? Dean Rusk? All of these people, the leaders of our country, were giving character of the testimonies for Alcee Hiss. Why? because he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the people in the Council on Foreign Relations have always worked closely with communism because the goal is exactly the same, an elite ruling the world. So what Joe McCarthy is saying was half right. He was attacking the wrong enemy. The reason that we had communists at every level of our government, which we did have, was because they were allowed to be there by the Council on Foreign Relations, who wanted them as a cover. And it was never the communists who were responsible for turning Eastern Europe over to the Russians after the Second World War. It was the member of the CFR, and the same thing is true of turning China over to the communists after the Second World War. It wasn't the communists working in our State Department. It was the Council on Foreign Relations people working in our State Department.
Oh, yes.
And that's covered beautifully in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time. And if you read from page 950 to the end of the chapter, he makes that point very clear. What they've done is confuse the American people as to who the real enemy is. Communism is wicked. Communism is corrupt. Most communists are not smart enough to realize they've been used by their very people that they oppose for their own destruction and for our destruction as well. Jeff, we're out of time. God bless you.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. Keep in touch with me, will you? Thanks so much.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we have to pay to be on stations across America. And quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we're doing. But we have about 60 outlets every single week. Some of them are shortwave, some of them are internet. And we have our satellite. We're on Telstar 5. We're on 9 hours a day. And you can, of course, learn more about that at my website of RadioDeputy.com. But we hope any of you are serious to consider joining the Radio Deputy family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get a monthly newsletter, but you'll also be helping us as we reach out across America with the truth that you're not going to get elsewhere. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you We'll certainly go to our website, look at the various items we carry, and we do have some things. We have certainly the Berkey products. We have the Sanjian radio. We have the Robinson homeschool curriculum. And we're carrying a lot of health products as well, too. And you want to have a good supply of health products on hand. We could be on the verge of World War III, and if we should be, why, we'd have real difficulty getting a lot of the things. And one reason, of course, we wanted to carry health products is we wanted to have a good supply on hand for ourselves. Anyway, if you'd like a health catalog, we'd be glad to send it to you. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927 and you want to lay in a supply of Alibiotic, which is basically a product that has all these things that help as far as infections are concerned, elderberry juice, garlic, oil of oregano, certainly two or three other things, and they seem to help. We've been very, very pleased using this when we've had illness in our own household. So remember, that's Alibiotic, and then we have the selenium and the magnesium. And if you haven't read Carol Nadine's wonderful book, The Miracle of Magnesium, you need to get it. We are all deficient in magnesium. You need to be taking a supplement because you're not getting it from the green leafy vegetables. And I will tell you that it really has such an impact on your blood pressure, on your heart rate, all of these things, muscle cramps, even your mental function, your sleeping. You need to learn about magnesium, the book, The Miracle of Magnesium. Now, we've been talking about, of course, the force behind communism. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get certainly the DVD or the VHS that goes with that. You need to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, or History of the World in Our Time, which was so informative, revealed so many of the secrets that they did not want to come out, that somebody came in and bought up the Macmillan Company and destroyed the place, the first half of Professor Quigley's book, so they couldn't be republished. And if you doubt that, why, we have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells that story. Under any circumstances, the book is 1,342 pages. It is a monstrous book, but I will tell you, you'll learn more from reading that book than you will by taking a four-year college course in history or in economics. That's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. You get it by itself, or a Tragedy and Hope special, or where you get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, the man who knew too much, or the professor that knew too much, who wrote all about the secret society that was the forerunner of the Council on Foreign Relations. And everybody talks about the Council on Foreign Relations. Nobody ever tells you it's a front for a secret society. And there are all sorts of secret societies out there moving us ever closer to the destruction of America as a sovereign nation, the New World Order, the New World Religion. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs directly or indirectly. They're 5 hours a day, live, 5 hours a day. Remember, if you get a Telstar 5 a receiver and dish, and they're inexpensive, why, of course, you can listen 9 hours a day. You won't get anything accomplished, but you'll sure learn an awful lot. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, we're hoping to have Pastor David Whitney here with us, but in lieu of until he gets here, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anyway, we probably should cover a little bit about what's going on in the Near East and the Mid East and the Far East, starting with North Korea. North Korea is going on a war footing. Why in heaven's name would North Korea be going on a war footing? I mean, the war that's taking place today is in the Middle East and in the Near East. And yet, of course, this is the reports that we're getting, is that the military is being called up in North Korea. What are they preparing for? And then, of course, as you know, the terrible tragedy of what's going on in the Near East is Israel is attacking Lebanon, attacking into Gaza. And of course, what they're doing, certainly I understand the rationale. We've got to get our soldiers back. But you have to understand, you don't have to kill a lot of civilians. You should not be killing a lot of civilians. And what they're doing is antagonizing the whole world. And, of course, as they go after civilian targets, because they're primarily civilian targets that they're hitting, and they've killed 300 or 400 Lebanese civilians. They've killed a few terrorists, but most of the terrorists have not been injured at all. I mean, they're continuing to lob their rockets into Israel. And, of course, they've put in, almost 1,000 rockets into Israel. And they have about 10 or 11,000 rockets. And right now, of course, more rockets are being moved from Syria on into Lebanon to be used to attack Israel. So Israel is attacking the terrorists, Hezbollah, in Lebanon. They're attacking Hamas bases in Palestine. And this whole thing is being manipulated. This whole thing was planned a decade ago. And there's a program called A Clean Break. And you can find that up on the Internet. You can Google it in. A Clean Break was a plan put together by a think tank back in, I think, 1996, talking about how Israel was going to have to attack Lebanon. They were going to have to attack Syria. But before they could do that, they would have to get rid of Iraq. And that's exactly what's happened. If you read this program that came out of a think tank, and it was, of course, put together primarily by Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and a handful of other people who, in my estimation, have no loyalty to Israel. They were laying the basis for creating a great war that will have disastrous effects on Israel and on the people of Israel and on the people of Lebanon and on the people and the Palestinian population at all, because nobody wins from a war. And yet, this was planned at least a decade ago,
initially the attack on Lebanon, and then the attack on Syria. Well, if they attack Syria, why, of course, Syria has a non-aggression pact with Iran, and then, of course, that'll bring Iran into the war. And we're on the edge of World War III. And the average American living in the tranquility of our nation has little or no idea what's going on. And with that as a background, we have with us back in Maryland, our good friend, Pastor David Whitney. Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
Well, that's sort of like asking Mrs. Lincoln. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the program? No, I was just thinking, of course, what's going on in the world today. But we have to talk about, really, about our Constitution, because if we don't understand our Constitution, we can't understand what's going on today. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Whitney. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NDC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You cross the state border.
Hold up there for just a moment. Our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney, and we're talking about really our Constitution and the construction of the Constitution. We've got to Article 4. And you can't understand our way of life unless you understand the Constitution, which is not taught in colleges, it's not taught in high schools, it's not even taught in law school. You see, there are people who don't want the American people to understand that the Constitution was a restrictive covenant limiting the power of the federal government so it could never become tyrannical. And that message has been forgotten intentionally because it has been intentionally suppressed and our knowledge of the Constitution has been limited. Pastor David Whitney is with the Institute of the Constitution, and they work very hard setting up classes all across America to educate people on what they don't learn in high school, what they don't learn in college, what they will never learn in law school. about the amazing constitution that separates America from every other nation in the world. Go ahead, David.
Well, as I was saying, is the problems during the time of the Articles of Confederation that if a citizen from one state crossed the boundary into another state, often his rights as a citizen were not respected. Often if there was trade between those states, interstate commerce, those interstate commerce transactions were not handled right. The boundaries of states were in conflict. There was a whole host of conflicts taking place among the states on many different levels. And so Article 4 of our Constitution was really designed to deal with those problems that occurred during that era of the Articles of Confederation. Well, Section 1 of Article 4 deals with the full faith and credit between the states. That is, that the legal enactments of one state are to be given judicial enforcement by the other state. So with very few exceptions, each state must recognize as valid and give judicial enforcement to the legal enactments of other states.
Well, because that's what they want to get at least some states to legalize same-sex marriage.
Exactly.
So that they will be forced in all states to accept it. That's what it's about, isn't it?
That's right, because they know this full faith and credit clause in Article 4, Section 1 is very, very powerful. Now, the courts have ruled that there are some exceptions. Before we talk about the exceptions, let's talk about the obvious applications of this, where it's a given. For example, if someone goes to Nevada and gets a divorce or even gets a marriage there in Nevada, that divorce or that marriage must be recognized as valid by the state of Alabama. But the question comes in, what if same-sex marriage exists, which in Massachusetts does? Obviously, that's directly opposed to the public policy of all other 49 states. Well, the courts have ruled that if it is an opposed to the public policy, it has to be the clearly stated public policy of another state, that state does not have to, therefore, apply the full faith and credit between the states. But this is a very debatable area, and who knows? The courts have ruled one way at one point in time. They may turn around and rule the other way at another point in time. Another example that comes to mind is a will that is executed in one state. Say if a will is valid in North Dakota, and that same will must be accepted in Mississippi, even if the terms of how many witnesses there are to the will may be different in one state or the other. And so a person who has their will in North Dakota and they happen to be traveling in Mississippi, they die there or their relatives are there, that will must be accepted by Mississippi. Again, the exceptions to this, the courts have deemed, are situations in which the legal enactments of one state are manifestly against the public policy of another state. And, of course, homosexual marriage would be the test case for this all across our country, which is why any state that wants to protect itself from this attack on God's holy institution of marriage has to put the highest legal enactment into place that would prevent that from taking place. And so it's very important. For example, we're fighting that battle here in the state of Maryland, where a circuit court judge in Baltimore has said, Maryland's law, which is on the statute book, says marriage is only between a man and a woman. She says, that law is no longer constitutional, that the Constitution of the state of Maryland allows for same-sex marriage, she claims. Well, of course, there's a legal battle going on, and it's going up to the Supreme Court of the state of Maryland. But when these sort of battles take place, we need to understand that our founders never intended that the laws of nature and nature's God would ever be violated by the structure of our civil government. So when we talk about these issues, the reason why there's even a debate on these issues at all is the American people are letting the politicians get away from the foundation of our country, laws of nature and nature's God, are undeniable. But because most Americans don't understand that, and don't understand that, God's law, if it's violated at all, is in our legal structure, any of those legal enactments, any of those judicial opinions, all of those things are invalid if they go against the very foundation of our nation, the laws of nature, and nature's God.
And I think, David, it's so important people understand that the Declaration of Independence was talked about the gods of nature, and nature's God was looked upon by the founders of this country as certainly like the Articles of Incorporation of a corporation, and that was the basis of the Constitution. You know, it was you cannot separate the Declaration from the Constitution. In fact, in the Constitution itself, it talks about how this is ratified on such a date, you know, and then it goes back and said, and such so many years and from the foundation of this country, which was the Declaration of Independence. So even in the Constitution, they specifically referred to the Declaration of Independence because everybody knew that was the foundation of this country and built upon nature's God and nature's law. And how today, of course, that has all been removed. And you go back and read the writings of the Founding Fathers, they always went back to the Declaration of Independence. They have today, because most of them don't believe in the Declaration of Independence, and so many who even profess a belief in God don't really believe in Him.
And part of that, as we know, is the miseducation that has taken place across the legal system in our land, that the lawyers themselves have been mistrained by their law professors to believe that somehow anything that our founders said can be ignored, and all you need to listen to are the judicial opinions of judges who have violated the law, have broken the law, have basically made the law null and void. And that's part of the whole problem we have in our land today, that lawyers are miseducated. Actually, the average layperson is far better at understanding the foundation of law designed by our founders, and being able to look at that, you know, read the documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, read those documents for themselves and understand what those documents say, rather than understanding the lies that are put forward by the lawyers who want to destroy the foundations of our nation.
But let me just comment on the and Article 7 of the Constitution. This is where they, of course, ratify it. And they say the ratification of the Convention of the Convention of 9 states will be sufficient for the establishment of the Constitution between these states, so ratifying the same. Done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present on the 17th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 1780, 7 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th, in other words, 12 years since the Declaration of Independence, and of course in the day of our Lord, 1787. So people really don't understand that even in the Constitution they refer back to the Declaration. Everybody understood how important it was then. They don't even read it on the 4th of July anymore.
And it's tragic that even those who will read it often misunderstand the terms and the phrases because that language has been lost to us. But that's what Institute on the Constitution is all about, the retraining Americans, really in basic civics. It's something that any American can discover, read and understand for themselves, and come to be part of this great movement that, Dr. Stan, I'm so thankful to be on your program because you are part of the great movement to restore our republic, which is really the only hope we have for liberty. If we do not restore the republic, we are all going to be slaves, well, of the New World Order, I guess, is what you would conclude. It's coming at a very rapid pace, and we have great work to do in order to restore the republic before our rights are stripped away and our freedoms are stripped away from us.
And I would simply like to repeat what I mentioned in the last hour, and that is, if for people who say it could never happen here, I would just ask them to go to the computer and Google in Halliburton detention camps and find out that they have recently given the Halliburton Corporation, of course, which Dick Cheney was so closely affiliated with and received a deferred salary from for many years after he became vice president. They gave Halliburton a contract for $380 million to build detention camps in America. Now, why would they spend $380 million to build detention camps? Who are they going to put in them? They obviously have a plan, but they do not want the American people to know. And people say it could never happen here. And I would ask, why not, if God is just? His justice will not sleep forever. Go ahead, David.
Well, and just to make an additional note, they even say in their official documentation for that, not only to detain immigrants, that is, illegal aliens coming into the country, but for new programs. What in the world are those new programs? Every American should be very concerned that our freedoms are under dire threat. Well, coming back here to the Constitution, Article 4, Section 2 deals with what's called the Privileges and Immunities Clause. A state may not grant rights or privileges to state residents only. And here was part of the problem that during the time of the Articles of Confederation, if you cross a state border, all of a sudden the new state wouldn't treat you with the same rights that it gave its own citizens. Well, this clarified that a state may not limit rights or privileges to its state residents only. It must grant the same privileges to residents of other states. That is, if you are a citizen of one of the United States, and that's an odd way to phrase it in our way of thinking today, but we need to understand that the states were the sovereign powers that established the federal government. They're the ones that created this Constitution. It was not the federal government that created the states. No, the federal government is the creature of the states. And the states as sovereign entities had citizens of their states.
Hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment with David Whitney.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more.
With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney, and he's talking about Article 4 of the Constitution, and that there was a clause there that where one state can request another state extradite a criminal so that a man couldn't, say, escape from South Dakota and run to California and be free. And ordinarily, the governor then of the state of California would extradite the man back to South Dakota. But David is talking about this one instance where a man was wanted in South Dakota for murder, and he fled to California, and our governor at the time was Jerry Brown, who today is running for the attorney general here in the state of California. But at that time, he was the governor of the state of California. He didn't believe in the death penalty, and he knew if he sent the man back and he was convicted, he would be executed, which he probably should have been. So Governor Brown refused to extradite this criminal back to South Dakota. You want to tell the rest of the story, David?
Yes, it's very humorous because the governor of South Dakota, who was a feisty fellow, he was about to take this lying down and say, oh, well, I can't do anything about it. No, he began to allow some criminals to be paroled from his prison system, providing that those parolees would establish residence in California. Hilarious. I mean, he was wildly popular in South Dakota for having done this, because the people in South Dakota were appalled that this murderer, as they believed was a murderer, had not been brought to justice, had not faced trial for the crimes he committed there in South Dakota. So people applauded him there in South Dakota.
Let me point out that, many people have been murdered in the United States by Mexicans who have fled to Mexico. Not one of those people who have fled to Mexico has ever been extradited back to the United States. So all these murders, you can commit a murder here if you're Mexican, get into Mexico, and they're not going to send you back again. And we ought to ask ourselves, is this really the sort of country we want to be affiliated with in this new program that George Bush has put out, where we're going to unite America and the United States and Mexico and Canada into one big, happy, new country that the North American community, which is, of course, on the books right now, it's only a matter of time before it'll be implemented. But Mexico has been protecting all these murders. So if you're Mexican and you want to get away with murder, while you just flee to Mexico, you don't have to worry about being extradited. And we're talking about dozens and dozens of instances where this has happened. And isn't it amazing we never tell the American people about it?
And it's criminal is what it is. It's criminal on the part of their government to protect murders. And that was the point of this extradition clause in Article 4, Section 2, that states would not allow justice to be violated by holding a criminal in their state and preventing that criminal from being extradited to the state where he committed the crime, and for a trial to be held and justice to be done. Another example of this that's a little more distant from us in history was that during the time of slavery, fugitive slaves legally did not become free by moving to a free state. You know, they might have crossed the river, or maybe the Missouri River, whatever, from one slave state to a free state. That did not make them free legally, because of the privileges and immunities and extradition clause. It meant that the state who received slaves must treat that slave with the laws of the state prior, so that what happened is that there was a fight that developed between the slave states and the free states, especially over the extradition of fugitive slaves. And many of the states in the North would refuse to extradite a slave into any southern state. And so that whole prelude basically was a lead up to the war between the states, which really wasn't about slavery, although, you know, they sold it as if it was an issue about slavery, when it really was about whether the states were going to retain their rights.
And of course, that led to the Dred Scott decision, didn't it?
Yes, which declared that they were chattel or property and not at all human beings, which we know certainly they are. So all of those issues are important to remember, that the structure that was designed by our founders wisely designed a structure in which the states retained their sovereignty as states. They didn't lose their sovereignty to the Union. In other words, they retained sovereignty as separate independent states joined together in this Union. And again, that's an idea that most Americans don't have in their thinking, because most Americans have bought the lie that the federal government is all and all, and the states are just mere political subdivisions of no great importance whatsoever. And that was the opposite of our founders. They knew that if you ever have a monopoly of government, then you will not have freedom. You will have tyranny.
In fact, that's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, "I fear for my country." And then he went on to say, "When all power shall be centralized in Washington, D.C., then we will have a government as venal as the one we have just recently been separated from." And that's exactly what those who want a dictatorship in America actually are encouraging today.
This broadcast is available. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest today is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And before I go on, because I'll forget about it if we don't, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out Let's get your web page out so people will know how to get a hold of you so they themselves can begin to put on these courses that you offer so they can become part of this army of people all across America who are beginning to rekindle that flame of understanding, that flame of freedom that once made America great, that freedom which is based upon our Constitution. How can they learn how to teach the Constitution that has not been taught in grammar school or in high school or in college or law school, and certainly most of our, even our legislators and our ministers have no idea what our Constitution entails?
Actually, today I was talking with a fellow who was very interested in what we're teaching at Institute on the Constitution. He said, how can I learn more about this and how can I help other people? And I said, we put together this host kit, and the host kit is designed for anyone, anywhere, with really any group of people to communicate these principles. And we say you're hosting a class, you're really not teaching it. Dr. Eidmo in 12 lectures covers the historic foundations, the philosophical foundations about law and government, and gives you a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. All the material that we're walking through here on these radio programs is the core of this course, Institute on the Constitution. And it's 12 lectures on DVD with a student notebook and a host manual giving a host complete instructions as to what they need to know and do to conduct a successful class. And people can purchase this host kit by either calling our toll-free number. Now, that toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or they can go to our website and actually go to our web store and purchase it online. And our website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And we encourage people to do this in their churches. The fellow I talked to today said, yeah, this would be great to use in my church to either as a Sunday school class or as a midweek class to educate the people in our church about what they need to know, the essentials. These, Dr. Stan, these are really just the essentials, the bare essentials that you need to know to function as a Christian citizen in our land. You need to know the Constitution because you need to evaluate that congressman who's making all kinds of promises now in the election cycle. Well, you're going to vote for him on November or vote for another or say neither of these guys. And of course, during the time that they're serving down in Washington, D.C., we need to be communicating with them about particular bills and whether they're abiding by the terms of our contract, which is what this Constitution is, our contract with our government in Washington, D.C. So we're encouraged as people all across the country, 47 states currently are there's classes being hosted, people being educated and waking up and opening their eyes about the design our founders structured and about how far off we are from that design today. And the path back begins by educating and then ultimately by replacing any legislator who will not abide by our Constitution.
I agree with you totally. We go right ahead.
Well, going back to Section 3 of Article 4, that's the admission of new states, it said Congress is the one that is to make rules regarding the admission of these new states into the Union. Now, what normally takes place is Congress will pass what's called an Enabling Act, and that authorizes a territory to be formed, and that territory is given instructions about holding a constitutional convention to form their state constitution, and the Congress specifies certain provisions which that state constitution must contain, and we're going to talk about some of those provisions in a moment. But the Enabling Act of Congress gives that territory moving towards statehood. It gives it the structure it needs to hold its convention, adopt its constitution, and then once the territory has adopted a constitution, it sends it to Congress, and Congress is to look at that constitution and either approve of it or disapprove of it or send it back to the state. Congress has authority to govern those territories until they become states, just as it has a right to and the responsibility to govern all federal property, Washington, D.C., forts and magazines and so forth. Well, those territories fall into that category of legitimate governance over property on the part of the federal government. Usually, of course, Congress will establish a territorial government that exercises supervisory control until statehood is achieved by that particular territory. Now, Section 4 of Article 4 contains one of the most important things to remember in our Constitution, and it is this. One of the extremely important measures of whether the Constitution of a particular state will be accepted or will be rejected is this, that Section 4 of Article 4 says that the United States guarantees that each state shall have a Republican government. That's Republican, small r. We're not talking about the political party now. We're talking about the form of government.
That appears never to be a democracy. I mean, this was an anathema to our founding fathers. They knew that democracy always resulted in tyranny, and yet, of course, President Bush always talks about a democracy, and Al Gore always talks about a democracy, and John Kerry always talks about a democracy. They know the difference, but they want to deceive us and convince us the United States and our states are democracies, and they're not. Every state was required by law to be a republic.
And many people today have been deceived by those lies that have been put forward, and they believe we're a democracy, and I've talked to people who say, well, you know, what's the big difference? You know, maybe we're a democratic republic. And I say, no, you're mixing terms up. In a democracy, 51% of the people determine what is law. In a republic, law is fixed and established, and our republic is established on the laws of nature and nature's God, which is God's law, that we find revealed in the Bible. And that's a huge difference between a democracy where 51% of the people in Germany can say, hey, we think it's fine to throw Jews into the oven. Well, no, it's not fine. You can't do that in a republic because that's a violation of God's law, the laws of nature, and nature's God. So before a state is admitted to the Union, Congress has to make sure that that state has a Republican constitution, that is a representative form of government with absolute fixed law. No man is a law unto himself, that everyone is under the law, including the highest state officials. And that is a government elected by representatives, that there's separate branches of government. There must be three branches of government. It's a limited government. Each state must have a Bill of Rights. For example, here in Maryland, open to our Constitution, and the very first thing that confronts you is the Bill of Rights, 47 articles in Maryland's Declaration of Rights. So every state must have those things essentially as part of its Constitution for it to be accepted as a state in our Union. Now, the next thing in Section 4 is that the United States also protects states against two other threats to Republican government. And it's important to understand that these are threats to Republican government. First is foreign invasion. We see, as you've mentioned many times, we see a foreign invasion across our southern border that our government is doing a terrible job in even attempting to address it. And people have said, they're doing the best they can. Well, no, they're not. Look at the border with North and South Korea. How many years have we been guarding that border? Was it 1958 or something like that, or 57? We've been guarding that border, and not one person has made it across that zone. But here in our own country, we're not defending that southern border, and it is indeed an invasion that's coming across that border. And that's the job of the federal government, to protect the states along that border, Texas, Arizona, California, to protect them from invasion. And furthermore, the second aspect of this is to protect from domestic insurrection. That is, those individuals who in the country itself would seek to overthrow the government. That's interesting. Overthrow what form of government? A Republican form of government. So it is the duty and job of the federal government to prevent the destruction of our republic. And the enemies of our republic may be foreign, that is an attack from outside, or they may be domestic, that is from within. The termites are eating away at the foundation of the house, and you may not see it. It may take a long time, but ultimately, a house that's being eaten by termites is going to come crumbling down. And that's what's happening in our constitutional republic. The termites of this lie about we're a democracy, the termites of the violation of the Constitution that goes on day in, day out in Washington, D.C., all of these things are like termites eating through the foundations of our constitutional republic. And if it's not stopped, if it's not repelled, ultimately our constitutional republic will come crashing down. And our rights that are God-given rights that are secured by our form of government will be violated by those tyrants who refuse to obey the laws of nature and nature's God.
Amen. Okay, go ahead.
Well, moving from Article 4, and again, this remember the outline, legislative, executive, judiciary, state, which is Article 4. We come to Article 5, and Article 5 is the amendment article, how the Constitution can be changed if change is necessary. It's interesting to see what George Washington said in his farewell address, which, by the way, used to be the most important political statement ever that every school child read before they graduated from high school, that they studied in detail. About, I think it was 70, 80 years ago, that began to be dropped in school curriculums, and now no school child reads it at all.
And of course, this is because there is a conscious, organized effort financed by the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, to change our form of government, to change our form of education, to alter totally what is taught to our children in school, and, of course, to introduce them into this idea of internationalism and socialism, because that is the purpose of the people of great wealth in this country, is to change the structure of our society and make it all controlled from a one centralized authority. So, you know, but George Washington's farewell address is so vital and important, every one of us should be able to actually recite it. Go ahead, David.
And it's easy for people to access. Just do a Google search on the web and you can find it. It's all there. You don't have to go buy it if you just want to download it. But what he says about amendment is very significant. He said in his 1797 farewell address, "It's in the opinion of the people the distribution or modifications of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong." That is, he's saying if we, in crafting this Constitution, somehow, somewhere, we got it wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation. For though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. He was saying there's many other ways that people are going to try to alter our form of government. Don't let them do it.
And of course,
let them only do it by the process of amendment.
And that is what the Supreme Court has done, and that is why they have been so fearful that people would get onto the Supreme Court who believed in the Constitution and would not use their judicial power to alter our form of government. They have been doing this going back all the way to the 1930s when the Masons took control of the United States Supreme Court, and they have continued doing it even after they lost control, you know, in the 70s, there have been other people put onto this court who would use judicial power to actually alter our form of government. Now, Congress could have stopped it at any time, and President Bush could have stopped it simply by invoking Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which says that you limit the appellate court jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. But nobody ever talks about that anymore because there really are those who want an authoritarian government in Washington, D.C.
And the other aspect of that we've talked about when we look at the executive branch, it said many of the president's executive orders, they're really a violation of this structure because he's amending our form of government without going through the amendment process. And as we look at the details of the amendment process, we will see it is extremely difficult to amend the Constitution. And that's by design. They knew that unless it was an extremely difficult process, the amendment would take place, and we really would not preserve a Republican form of government, Republican small r, and as Washington warned, that's the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed.
And you know, I was just going to say that President Bush has been adding signing statements to all the laws he's signed.
Yes.
He's used hundreds of these, saying, well, I'm not going to abide by this law that you passed. How can the president refuse to abide by the law? He just does it, and nobody objects.
He basically says he is above the law. He's a law unto himself, and that's extremely dangerous because that's the words of a tyrant. Anyone who is above God's law is a tyrant by definition, and we see plenty of examples of that around us today. Well, just briefly looking at some of the details in terms of how the amendment process was to take place, there were two means that our founders and framers provided for amending the Constitution. First was the approval of the amendment by two-thirds of both houses of Congress, so that the bill for amendment would go through both houses of Congress, House and Senate, two-thirds of those would vote, and then it would be sent to the states. The other path for amending the Constitution was from the state legislatures. In other words, they were saying it was not just Congress that could propose an amendment, but the state legislatures themselves. If two-thirds of the state legislatures called upon Congress to have a constitutional convention for proposing amendments, then Congress would be obliged to call for a constitutional convention that where amendments would be proposed. So whichever means were to be used, ultimately the amendment, when it passed through that process, must be ratified by three-quarters of the states, and that is either by the state legislatures themselves ratifying the amendment or by a state ratifying convention that that would take place. And by the way, Congress is the one that would direct which means would be used, that is, whether the state legislatures or each state would have a ratifying convention, and so on. Well, actually, our Constitution has been amended, you could say, one time in the first 10. The first 10 amendments are the Bill of Rights, and then following that one time that amended this with 10, what we call the first 10 amendments, the entire Bill of Rights, in addition to that, 17 additional times, so for a total of 27 amendments, and all of these have been by the congressional route, that is, both houses of Congress, two-thirds vote to amend the Constitution. Once it passes through them, then it goes to the states for a ratifying process in the states, and three-quarters of the states must ratify that proposed amendment before it actually would become part of the Constitution.
And, of course, they wanted to make it as difficult as possible so that, you know, you would never be faced with a dictatorship in America. But, of course, they've gotten around it. They got through the 16th Amendment. It was never passed by the states. At least there's a great deal of evidence it wasn't. But somebody certified it and said it would be passed. The same thing with the 17th Amendment. So even though they made it extremely difficult, the Founding Fathers did, there have always been those who would centralize all power with Washington, D.C. The 16th Amendment gave them massive amounts of money. The 17th Amendment did away with states' rights in many respects. It gave direct election of senators rather than election by the states. Why? Because it was a step along the way converting us from a republic to a democracy. And now, of course, we have in the United States Senate some of the finest senators that money could buy. They're not elected by the states. They're elected by the people who put up the millions of dollars to get them elected. And we vote for, not for the candidate of our choice, but for the candidate of their choice. Oh, David, one more time, your telephone number?
Yes, our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796, or go to our website, which is
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blain, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good. that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our programs with David Whitney, and hope you'll give serious consideration to getting a kit and starting to teach your neighbors and your friends about the Miracle of America. Teach your family. They need to know what America was all about and how we lost it. And then, of course, we have, of course, a four-tape set called The Faith of Our Founding Fathers, some of my interviews with Dr. James Herson. We carry, of course, books like The Faith of Our Founding Fathers by Tim LaHaye, Abandonment Theology by John Salfont, The Wall of Separation, going into this lie that there's a wall of separation between church and state. One of the greatest books we have is America's God and Country by William Federer. That's America's God and Country. And then, of course, we also carry David Barton's Original Intent. So if you're going to try to learn about America, David Barton's Original Intent, America's God and Country, Abandonment Theology, The Wall of Separation. Oh, one of the other great books is by John Stromer. And, of course, that goes into Betrayed by the Bench. That's the title, Betrayed by the Bench. We actually have Phyllis Schlafly's book on the supremacists, the story of the Supreme Court. But what nobody will tell you is that the reason we began to lose America was because the Masons took control of the United States Supreme Court in 1941 and controlled it until 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. Why won't anybody tell you that? Well, some of them don't know, but some of them are quite afraid to be controversial and to point out that there really is within our country secret societies, not just the Masons, but the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bone Society and the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society. And then, of course, you've got the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and the Club of Rome. And you've got the Sabbateans, and you've got so many secret organizations that most people have never heard of. And our job, of course, is to try to get the information out. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and you need to distribute it far and wide. And, of course, another thing, you can get the DVD or the VCR copy of my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to get pretty elaborate, you can get the Secrets of the Illuminati. That is a talk we gave for the Prophecy Club, and it's basically the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but half again as long, with a lot of overheads and a lot of documentation there that you'll see. And some people prefer that. Some people prefer the simple first talk. Doesn't really matter. The whole idea is to get you to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle against secret societies that are not imaginary, and they're working at the upper echelons of our government. They have actually created the enemies of communism and socialism and humanism. They've infiltrated our churches and our courts and our schools, and we're going to lose America unless you're willing to challenge me and try to prove me wrong. Get the information. Go to our website at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And then if you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, fine. Remember our number, it's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get the information, find out if it's really true. And then have the courage to take a stand to tell others what's going on. They're mobilizing for war in North Korea today. 900,000 Lebanese have fled into Syria.
The Near East is in chaos. The Middle East is in chaos. Will it be the Far East before long? Do you think we can sit here idly and of course, drum up wars throughout the rest of the world without eventually, of course, having to face what's going on? Pray for America. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. I believe we're entering one of the most difficult and dangerous times. Certainly pray for peace in Jerusalem, but, well, I just hope it would come about. And so until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
If you're looking...
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your